What is a brachioplasty? It's basically remove our skin from the underarm area. That can include the chest, lateral chest area, and can include fat as well, done by liposuction. The vast majority of the patients that I have are post-weight loss, and post-weight loss patients do tend to have a lot of loose skin. Some still have a little bit of fat left, and we do the liposuction as part of it. Some just have loose skin that extends down to the chest area, and we basically do that part as well. So I'm going to discuss a variety of brachioplasty and the techniques and the surgery and things that you need to know about this operation. Who is a brachioplasty for? Well, again, the main group of patients that I get are the post-weight loss patients that have lost a significant amount of weight. The arms tend to then have loose skin in the underarm area. And that causes a lot of discomfort, rashes, rubbing in clothes. The skin can be confined to just the underarm area, or it can extend down across the lateral chest area as well. If it does extend down the lateral chest area, we do what's called an extended arm lift. There can be some significant amount of fat in the tissues as well, and therefore I commonly do liposuction. Now, I prefer the basal liposuction, but any sort of liposuction will improve that area for you. There are other type of patients that I get, like aging patients that have loose skin after aging. Sometimes if they've had liposuction on the area before and there's skin left behind by the liposuction hasn't retracted back, then we may have to do an arm lift. So there's a few other groups, but by far 80%+ is the post weight loss group. What type of brachioplasties are there, also known as arm lift? So there's the mini brachioplasty, standard and extended brachioplasty, and this can be done with or without liposuction, and you can combine other procedures with it as well. So the other thing to consider is the location of the scar. There's basically two ways of doing a scar. You can do the what's called a bicipital groove scar, which is a bit more anterior scar, or you can do a bit more of a posterior scar where it's hidden from the front. Now, I do prefer the back one, because when you're talking to someone, the scar is behind and it's not visible from the front. But again, that's something we discuss in the consultation. Now, I do look, when I see you for your consult, I look at a number of factors before we decide on which operation to go for. There we see the location of any fat, where is the loose skin, how long is the loose skin, where does it extend to, where do you want the scar to be. Female versus male is different as well. And the other thing that's different is if we're combining other surgeries with the arm lift. So for example, if we're planning a breast lift, we may include, the way I do the incisions is slightly different. For example, in a male, if you're doing an upper thoracic lift, then we have to consider where the cuts and where the scar is going to be located and try to plan it so that it's included in that second operation. How do I do my arm lifts or brachioplasties? Well, couple of steps. I generally use liposuction, even if you have a minimal amount of fat, because it frees up the tissues, allows me to define the extent of the excess skin. Then we take the clamp, do the liposuction vaser, which is wetting vaser and then sucking out the fat. Then we clamp the tissues to define the extent of the excess skin, mark it out, and then basically cut it, and then close it in several layers. I don't tend to use drains. There's nothing wrong with drains. I use drains for lots of other operations, but I don't find it makes much of a difference for this operation in particular. So there's no drains. I do use the Pico dressing, which is a suction dressing on the wound, creating a negative pressure, improving wound healing. Now, what's the recovery like? So the recovery is usually pretty good for an arm lift. It can be done as a day procedure, so in and out the same day. most of my patients do tend to stay overnight. Most of the time you have private insurance that covers the item number, so it's just easier to stay overnight. And, you know, it's done on a general anesthetic. The time it takes to do the operation varies from, you know, 3 to maybe even 5 hours, depending on how the extent of the operation. For example, if you're doing just a cutting of the underarm area, a standard arm lift with minimal lipo, 3 hours. If we're doing extensive liposuction on the chest as well as the underarm area, you'll find that it may be even 4 or 5 hours to do the arm lift. And then obviously if we're including a breast lift as part of that, that's another breast lift, which you also refer to as mastopexy, then that's another few hours there. So it really does depend. Complications happen. And especially in the post-weight loss group of patients, the skin is really fragile. It's been pushed out and then pulled in. There might be some nutritional issues. There's often a few little healing issues that I encounter afterwards. Very, very common to get a few little stitches pulling through the wound, minor breakdowns, infections, weepy areas, especially I would say almost, you know, 50% plus will probably get an issue in the armpit because that's moving, okay? Especially, and I find that out of all the arm lift, the extended arm lift that goes across the armpit, down onto the chest wall is the one that tends to have the most amount of issues. So it is an operation, it's under a general anesthetic, so you have all the potential problems with a general anesthetic. So infections, you know, allergic reactions, clotting leg lung issues, pulmonary emboli, those sort of things. They're not really that common, but it's something to consider as well. Local wound-related issues, as I say, are the most common things. Seromas, fluid collections. Now, anytime we cut you in the body, you create a space. That space wants to fill up, the body wants to fill up with fluid, so you can get fluid collections. And then those fluid collections may need to be drained afterwards. Now, seromas in arm lifts, I do, it's a very small problem. I really get that issue, but again, it does happen. You can get irregularities, scar problems, raised scars, widened scars. You are moving the arm all the time, so you do tend to get a bit of a widening of the scar over time. We can do scar revisions later on to fix this up. You can get discolorations. There's a whole host of things that can happen after an arm lift, and that's something we go through quite extensively in your consultation with me. Now, not everyone will have the same risk of complications. For someone that has lost, for example, 50 plus kilos of weight, they have extensive amount of loose skin in the underarm area, going onto the chest area, we're doing an extended arm lift, clearly that's going to be a much higher risk of having issues than someone that has maybe age-related minor looseness that we're doing a smaller arm lift for, or even like someone that's younger, let's say 20s, lost a lot of weight and just has weight in the underarm area that doesn't extend to the chest area. That's going to be a lot less complications than someone with a more loose skin. So it's important to know that it does vary from person to person. We need to discuss it in more detail. I'll give you an estimate in my consultation exactly, you know, what is going to occur, what's going to be relevant for you. So that's an overview of brachyplasty, or also known as arm lift surgery. It's a very common operation that I do after weight loss. If you have any questions, just email us, or you can book online with us as well. Have a wonderful day. This is Dr. Bernard Beltong. I'm a registered medical practitioner, FRSCS specialist surgeon, and my medical registration number is MAD00118674. This content is considered adult content. Any surgery or invasive procedure does carry risk. Before proceeding, you should have a second opinion from a qualified health practitioner. Results, recovery, and potential complications may vary from patient to patient. Photos and videos featured are not a guarantee of the results that you'll get. and it varies from patient to patient. Now, content is published with the consent of my patients, if there is content about the patient, and content featured is in general and general nature, and it doesn't constitute medical advice, and immediate post-op results may vary from the final results. So that's the disclaimer.